Good afternoon. This is Mark Cole with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, March 23rd. The grains closed lower with May corn down a penny and three quarters, 631 and three quarters. May wheat down a penny and a half, 662. May beans down 29 cents, 1419 and a half. November beans were down 14 and a half at 1258. The meal was down 1330 at 438.30, and the oil was down 247 at 52.17. That was 90 points off the lows. Obviously, what we're seeing in the bean market is more fund liquidation. Funds coming into today were long about 104,000 contracts of beans. I now have them long about 74,000. They were long 112 meal. They're probably long about 95 after today. They came in short 7,000 contracts of bean oil. I've got them now short 27,000 contracts of bean oil. They're short about 53 corn and about 110,000 contracts of wheat. So obviously massive fund selling in the beans. I think it's due to a couple of things. Number one, the exports were lousy. 152 old crop, 199 new crop. You know, just terrible numbers there. Abarve, the Brazilian group, came out and said that the bean crop is a million metric tons better than their last number at 153.6. I continue to believe it's closer to 155 than it is to 150. And I think this number is going to continue to creep higher as time moves on. The other problem is you've got Brazilian beans at a 75-cent discount to U.S. beans, and you've got at least one state in Brazil that's not accepting any beans. They're loaded to the gills, can't take any more beans. They've got to get something shipped and moved out before they can take any more beans. I think we're going to see that problem spreading across other parts of Brazil as well. They just don't have the storage, and with this huge crop, I just don't know where they're going to put it all, and it's going to get cheaper and cheaper, and my guess is China's going to continue to take mostly Brazilian beans. The drought in Argentina, though severe, I think it's coming back somewhat. I don't think we'll be under 30 million metric tons. And it's just, you know, we're offsetting a good deal of that with the Brazilian crop. So, you know, the funds have blown out, and I think they'll continue to blow out. I don't see anything technically here to support the market in the beans. We just closed under the trend line going back to November, which certainly isn't a good sign. We're getting pretty oversold, though, 18% on the RSI. But, you know, I think there's more selling yet to come. The bean meal, you just haven't crossed the 10-day with the 50-day. We're under the 100-day moving average. The 200-day moving average comes in at 421. That's 17 bucks lower. If we close a dollar lower tomorrow, I think it's going to be a fast track to even lower prices. Now, with all that was going on in the beans, the meal, and the oil was able to come back a penny or 90 ticks off the lows, which was something. You know, we haven't been this low since December of 21 on the oil and managed to come back, but still a lousy day. I think we're getting a little bit carried away here on the downside. The corn and wheat tried to stay higher most of the day, but the late break in the meal and the oil pushed us lower in the corn and wheat. But it was really a struggle to get it lower out here. Like I said, funds are short corn, they're short wheat, they're short oil. I don't think you can really buy too much in here till the funds blow out of the meal and the beans. Once they do that, you know, if they're going to do it, my guess is they'll do it before the report on Friday. And that may be a good buying opportunity, particularly if the report comes out bearish and the knee-jerk reaction is lower. But we're starting to see, obviously, in the corn, better demand. Haven't seen it in the wheat yet. I don't think we'll see it in the beans for a while. So I still think beans and meal we've got some more downside pressure in here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.